Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
In health news, can tobacco cure cancer? That's the question U of T scientists are trying to answer as part of their work on plant-based pharmaceuticals. Researchers tell the Globe and Mail the key is to remove sugar from the plant proteins to erase any adverse side effects inherent in tobacco plants. Animal studies began last month in Guelph. Human studies are set to begin next year. Meanwhile, a U.S. study finds women who have a history of smoking who take certain ulcer medications have an increased risk of hip fractures later in life. Boston researchers tracked nearly 80,000 nurses between 30 and 55 years of age. They found smokers or ex-smokers who took the proton pump inhibitors had a 50% increase of hip fractures compared with women who didn't take the medication. Proton pump inhibitors are PPIs. They're used to treat heartburn, reflux, or ulcers. The study's published in the British Medical Journal. After 10 hours of debate, Halton Region voted in favor of keeping fluoride in its tap water. The region was poised to become the first in the GTA to stop the practice, despite medical opinions that fluoride reduces cavities. Critics contend that fluoride has been linked to bone cancer and Alzheimer's. Fluoride was first added to municipal tap water in Ontario in 1945. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency is warning you not to eat a certain brand of tahini. It could be contaminated with salmonella. Alkanator brand tahini is being recalled. It's been distributed across the country. No one has been reported ill, though, as a result of eating it. You can find the full product information at 680news.com. Horse meat is going back on the menu at a Toronto restaurant. La Palette on Queen Street West will start serving horse tartare as well as 4-ounce horse tenderloin. The horse meat was taken off the menu last August when questions were raised about the health of horses that were being imported from the United States. The restaurant tells the Toronto Star new American rules guarantee the horses are now fit for human consumption.